Hey, this is Troy from Planet 76. We've got some really good Sixers-focused content coming your way today. Make sure you subscribe to the pod so you can be in the know when we release new content. Enjoy the show. All right, what's going on, Sixers fans? Welcome to another episode of Planet 76. This is episode 140, and it's a good one because the Sixers just got, as Kate Scott said to end the broadcast, their biggest win of this season, 109-105 victory over the Miami Heat down in Miami. And so we're going to break down this one. We're going to talk about what it means, why it's significant, why it's important, because the Eastern Conference standings and the Sixers doing absolutely everything that they can to avoid the play-in tournament. And, you know, just five games remaining on the Sixers schedule. And so this was an important one to get. It was a crazy back and forth game. Sixers started out 10-0. Miami, in typical Miami Heat fashion, scrapped and clawed their way back into it. They even had a lead for a while, and Sixers would stretch it out back out to 15-16, and then Miami would crawl back in and take the lead in the third and fourth quarter. For a moment there, it was looking like it was going to be Miami's game. You know, midway through the fourth, Sixers down 6-7-8, and it was not looking promising. And the reason it's a big deal is, again, because of those playoff implications, the Eastern Conference standings. Like, if the Sixers don't win this game, we're looking at a play-in. We just are. And potentially, you know, an 8 seed in the play-in where you're not even hosting that first play-in game. Now, could the Sixers still find themselves in the play-in? Yes, but this win over Miami goes a very long way toward any hopes or aspirations or dreams of getting that 6th seed. Michael and I have both talked about it for a long time over the last month or two, even, about how important it's going to be for the Sixers to try and avoid the play and get the 6th seed. We talked about it on episode 139, if you want to go listen to that, a more full-length episode. But this was a massive victory, and here is why. So the Eastern Conference standings, as you might know, the 6th seed is safe from the play-in, and they would match up with the 3 seed, which right now would be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Right now the 6 is the Indiana Pacers, but they are up just one game on the Sixers and only a half game on the Miami Heat, who sit at 7. So right now the Sixers sit at the 8 seed, but just a half game back of Miami and a full game back of Indiana. Those two teams, by the way, play once again before the end of the regular season. So that's going to be a big one coming up in just a few days. So that's happening on Sunday. The Heat and Pacers will do battle on Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock tip Eastern. So if you're looking for something to do Sunday afternoon, that's kind of a fun one to watch there. Sixers also play on Sunday at 7, and so if you want to start your afternoon by watching the two teams the Sixers are chasing and then watch the Sixers play their final road game of the regular season against the San Antonio Spurs at 7, that's what you can do there. But a massive win, okay? This is huge, because if the Sixers, again, if they fall to two and a half back of the 6 seed with 5 to go, it just doesn't look good. Right now, it looks a little better. The Sixers close the regular season with Memphis, San Antonio. As I mentioned, that's the last road game. And then 3 at home against Detroit, Orlando, and Brooklyn. So winnable games. You know, a couple, you know, 2 more road tests and then 3 at home to close out the season. Orlando is currently the 4 seed, but they look to be, you know, they're only a game and a half back, actually, of 2nd, but for all intents and purposes, we'll say that they could be anywhere from 3 to 5 in the mix right there between Cleveland and the Knicks, who are 45-31. Cleveland is 46-31. So 3 through 5 are very close. Again, you can throw Milwaukee in there at 47-29, but The one that we're watching, obviously, is the 6, 7, and 8. Indiana, Miami, and the Sixers. And, you know, again, Sixers need a little bit of help in a sense, but if you win these games that you are more than capable of winning, that sixth seed could be yours. And that would be such a massive win considering all that the Sixers have gone through this season, considering Joel Embiid, the MVP, averaging 35 points a game on the year, 11 boards, 6 assists, was out for 2 months, and you could somehow, some way, one, avoid a play-in, two, find yourself in a first-round matchup with either Cleveland, Orlando, or the Knicks, most likely, one of those three teams if you're the six. That's valuable because you like your chances against one of those three teams, as well as they've played this season with a hopefully, you know, fully healthy Joel Embiid by that time. You like your chances in that series. But thirdly, if you're the six and you, again, we're speculating, we're getting way down the road, probably don't have to do this just again, but for fun, like if you're the six, you win your first series, you avoid Boston in round two. That was obviously a problem the Sixers ran into last year, even in a better season for the Sixers, was that they had to face Boston in round two, and you wouldn't have to do that. You might have to play Milwaukee and Giannis and Damian Lillard, which isn't a treat, but the Boston Celtics have just been so much better than every other team in the Eastern Conference this year. The later in the playoffs that you would potentially have to play them, the better, as they are 60-16 and they are 33-3 at TD Garden in Boston. That is not something you want. Now, if you make your way into the play-in and you somehow land the seven, after the play-in, because you win that first play-in game, the seven, then you are likely going to see a Milwaukee Bucks team in the first round. But the alternative, if you're in the play-in, or one of the alternatives, if you're in the play-in, is that you would get the eight seed, and your what you win is a matchup with the Boston Celtics. Not something you'd be looking forward to. Although it'd be a good challenge, not what you want. Not what you want. The other alternative is you make the play-in and then you lose two games and you're gone. You're done. Season's over. Embiid came back for nothing. If that, you know, like it's lights out. So you can see, because anyone can lose two games in a row, and you can see why it's important for the Sixers to keep chasing after that sixth seed and hopefully get it. Okay, a little bit more about tonight's action. 109-105, Sixers over the Miami Heat in Miami. Joel Embiid's second game back since returning from that meniscus injury and surgery. His second game, he was a team low, minus 19 in the plus-minus category. I just noticed that right now. I couldn't help but mention it. He did have 29 points, 11 of 25 from the field, took a lot of shots, just got the line five times. That's where he did a lot of his damage on Tuesday against the Thunder, and that kind of come-from-behind victory as well, where he was big and good. And while he looked fatigued at times tonight, he played 33 minutes. Again, a lot of those similar to Tuesday were staggered. He didn't play his typical, you know, full length first quarter and then go sit and then finish out the second quarter. It was very staggered, 4 or 5 minutes at a time and then a rest and then 4 or 5 minutes or 3 2-minutes to close out a quarter. While the Sixers were trailing, he didn't come back in immediately. He came back with maybe 4 or 4.5 minutes left with the Sixers still trailing, and Sixers were able to come out on top. Tyrese Maxey was sensational all night long, almost securing his first career triple-double. He had 37 points, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds. One more would have got him that triple-double. He was 5 of 14 from three-point land, 15 of 26 from the field. Again, he took a lot of shots, but he came out the gate firing and did well and made a couple baskets late to help seal the deal. Kelly Oubre was big again in this one. Another strong fourth quarter performance from him. 41 minutes, 8 of 14 from the field, 18 points, and 8 rebounds to go along with the 2 steals, one which was huge late to help Sixers secure this victory. Other than the fact that there were just some wild runs in this game against Miami, a couple other things that were significant were how the Sixers just allowed Miami to kind of dominate the ends of the first, second, and third quarters in a big way. You know, Sixers would have a double-digit lead and last minute, minute and a half of those first three quarters, especially second and third, just careless turnovers, big mistakes, and Miami closed the quarters on a good run. And so that had you feeling not so great when you look it up at the scoreboard in the fourth quarter and Sixers are trailing and we're heading toward the end of that quarter. And you're like, well, if Miami ends the quarter how they've ended the previous few, then they're going to win this game by double digits. But Sixers fought back and were able to secure the victory. Miami was held to just 17 points in the fourth quarter. Sixers ended, mentioned there was a lot of runs in this game. Sixers ended the game on a 15-3 run to seal the deal over that second half of the fourth quarter. Some other notables, Paul Reed was a plus 23 in his 15 minutes. He was very good, very active, couple steals, couple blocks, 5 points, a few big rebounds late in this one. Jimmy Butler had kind of a quiet 20, if I could say it that way. He took 17 shots, but it almost seemed like he wasn't all that involved for Jimmy Butler's standards. Sometimes he has games like that, I get it, but Terry Rozier led the way for them with 20 shot attempts, 22 points. There was a Jimmy Butler look as the Miami Heat were down by two with 10 seconds after an offensive board. Jimmy found his spot on the right wing where we, as Sixers fans, saw him hit a couple game winners back in the day when he was here in 2019, and he missed. So it was a shot for the lead from the right wing, a little step back move on Kelly Oubre. Rimmed off. Sixers were able to secure the loose ball, and the game was over. Sent Tyrese to the line for two free throws with under a second left, and he knocked down both. But that was kind of a scary moment. You're like, uh-oh, I've seen Jimmy Butler make this shot. He missed it this time. Sixers get the win. Kevin Love, in case you didn't know, Kevin Love is still playing basketball. He's had some injuries over this year even. He had 16 rebounds. Absolutely, positively turning back the clock for Kevin Love. 11 points, 16 boards. He was a plus 25 as well. Jaime Jaquez was a plus 25 in his 20 minutes. Bam Adebayo struggled. He was a team low minus 29. 6 of 15 from the floor, had 11 boards, but really didn't, again, kind of like Jimmy, wasn't fully making his presence known throughout this one. The presence was certainly felt from Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. Kyle Lowry, again, having a pretty strong game in his 34 minutes for the now 38-year-old Kyle Lowry. He's been a good addition. He even had some minutes where he was playing defense on Jimmy Butler, and he held his own. He's scrappy, we know that, but he's kind of a guy that you're happy to have on your side when he's here, and when you're going against him, you don't like it too much. But Kyle Lowry played well. Really a team effort to secure this victory, this much-needed victory, as the Sixers, again, continue to fight. Do they have are they avoiding the play-in yet? No. Like, right, if the playoffs started today, regular season ended today, they would be in that play-in tournament. But they're only a game back of Indiana for that six, and Indiana and Miami, Miami only a half game ahead of the Sixers. They are playing this weekend, and so something's going to change there. And then, they got a few games left, obviously, both of them on their schedule, just as the Sixers have five remaining, two on the road and then three at home to close it out. And that's a lot jam-packed into this few-minute episode, but this is episode 140 of Planet 76, and we will see you next time. Peace. You just listened to an episode of the Planet 76 podcast. Hey, we appreciate you joining us for this episode. Whatever platform you're on, why don't you hit that subscribe button for us, and we'll see you next time.